Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How you doing? We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell and Steve Cochran at 6. It's 2 for Tuesday, so get your 2 for Tuesday requests in right now. 312-981-7200 for 2 for Tuesday. 312-981-7200. A little bit later on, Esmeralda, we're going to find out whether Esmeralda would buy that or not with another edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That? That's coming up. But right now, I would like to welcome to the show the founder and the executive director of the Asian Pop-Up Cinema Series, starting their third season this weekend. This year, they're going to feature 12 award-winning films, a question-and-answer session with visiting directors, and they will be moderated by our old friend Ron Falzone, who hosts Cinema Slapdown. You can check out AsianPopUpCinema.org for more information. We have a link on our Facebook page. And the founder and the executive director of the Asian Pop-Up Cinema Series is Sophia Wong Bacchio. And we welcome her to the show. Hello, Sophia.
Hello, Nick.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. Let's talk about your background before we get into the third season already of the Asian Pop-Up Series. Yeah, you grew up in Hong Kong.
Yes, I was born and grew up in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. I was born into a filmmaking family. My father was an editor. My mom was a movie actress.
What was that like growing up in that environment?
Yeah, well, to tell you the truth, I didn't know what's so special about it. But now thinking about it, it was quite special. Because we spent a lot of weekend at the makeup room with my mom. Hmm. I went to visit my father because they both work for different movie studios. So each of them have a big, at those days, you know, a big sound stage and big movie studio. So, you know, we alternate time. Whoever had time to take care of us over the weekend, we go hang out with the father or the mother. So it was fun. I used to play a lot with the film stock, trying to chop things up and chop those little films and cutting whatever scene and pretend I see something through the film. And with my mom, sometimes when they had a big scene, like a wedding banquet or something, if they need kids running around in the background, me and my brother were always got pull into the set and do something. That so we were just playing. I didn't know what was that about.
Yeah.
But it was fun. Yeah.
That's really great, though. You got to play around in the editing room and chop up film. That's really cool.
Yes. Right.
Do you ever see the old films that you were a part of, that your mother was a part of and that your dad was a part of?
I don't probably see any of them, but growing up, of course, I saw a lot of films that my father, you know, part of the editing, mm-hmm. Who was the chief editor of the film, the movie studio. Yes, I also grew up reading a lot of the scripts that he brought home from both my parents. So mm-hmm. I was just reading scripts like reading novels, and so it was also very fun. I think at very early stage, I learned to imagine the scenes through reading the scripts.
That's great. And, you know, Hong Kong's film industry has always been really busy and prolific. Has been.
Yes, always have been. I mean, in its prime days, they make like 200 movies a year. I think recent years they have reduced a lot. But on the other hand, because the China film market is growing into like a real film industry now, because they have enough people that have the disposable income to actually go and, you know, buy tickets to go to the cinema now. So Hong Kong, China is almost integrated like one big market, and there's a lot of co-production back and forth. And I would say that even including Japan and Korea as well, and Taiwan, you know, all the filmmakers are pretty much part of one big scene in Asia.
I remember when I discovered the Hong Kong cinema in the late 80s, mm-hmm. I began to, it broke big here with, you know, guys like Jackie Chan and John Woo. and Sui Hark. And I remember going down, like discovering some of that incredible Hong Kong cinema that put our action films to shame. Like the American action films were just embarrassing compared to the things that were coming out of Hong Kong.
Yeah, I understood that the way they did their stunts and everything, it's so creative and so smart. And really, just the people's idea all collaborated. And those days, they did not have CGI, you know, nothing. That everybody doing everything, really hard stunts. And it looks so easy and fun on the screen, you know?
Yeah.
So it's amazing. It's amazing. They really pioneering. I would say, you know, leading the action scene, and today's with CGI, everything is possible.
Right.
Everybody can fly. Everybody can shoot up in the air.
Yeah.
But the original concept all started from all those actions. From Hong Kong.
Yeah, fun stuff. Really, really great stuff. There was a time period where I would go to Uptown in Chicago on Argyle Street, and I would go in and I would just get videotape after videotape of these movies and just eat them up. And they were just amazing.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about your time that you spent with first of all, what brought you to this city? What brought you to Chicago?
Well, my husband got relocated. You know, his head office is in Chicago, so we came back here. I met him in Asia when the company here sent him to Asia. So we come back, and I love it here every moment, every second since I got here.
That's great. And you immediately started working in the film industry here in Chicago, and you became managing director of the Chicago International Film Festival, which, by the way, is coming up very soon here.
Yes, exciting. And they are already 53rd or 54th. It's that amazing film festival, one of the oldest ones. And I was so proud to be part of it right at the beginning. And I mean, right at that time, for myself, it's my first nonprofit, work involved in America. So I had a great time and learning a lot. And we still keeping in touch with everybody there, and it is a great film festival. It's very nice, and I've seen also grown a lot, you know, so it's good.
Yeah, that's great. And now let's talk a little bit about Sophia's Choice. How did that start? And tell everybody about that.
Well, it all started actually back in '94 when I was working in China as a trading person representing multinational firm there. And I noticed a lot of my foreign friends that worked over there did not have a chance to go to a cinema to see Chinese films, because all the Chinese films over there were not shown with subtitles. So thinking of it, at those days, they could not go to any cinema. But a lot of Chinese films got recognized, especially, when Zhang Yimou, you know, winning award internationally with a lot of his movies, and people in China couldn't see it. People that I work with, people in the expat circles. So I decided to start that and call it Sophia's Choice, and I look for the Chinese film with English subtitles. So it's more or less the same idea. Now that 20-something years later, I'm in Chicago, and I also noticed there's a little bit of a void of the marketplace. It's not that hasn't come up with enough theatrical presentation of Asian films with English subtitles. And again, it's for English-speaking audiences. So I wanted to fill the void. And I also think I always look at Chicago is the capital of Midwest. And since both coasts, the West Coast and East Coast, they all have Asian Film Festival many years already. And I just wonder why we don't have one. And I hope that Asian pop-up cinema will start developing and creating a awareness and interest of Asian cinema here.
Right.
Eventually, we can have our own full-blown Asian Film Festival.
Right, and I know that's what you want to lead this all to the inaugural Chicago Asian Film Festival. And I know that would be really, really wonderful. And I know, Sophia, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this. And I also will talk about the movies that are going to be shown as well. Can you hang on, Sophia?
Yes.
Okay, please do. Hang on. That's Sophia Wong Baccio, who is the executive director and the founder of the Asian Pop-Up Cinema Series. We'll tell you where you can see these movies and what the movies are going to be. Coming up right after we take this break on WGN. Good morning. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. My guest is Sophia Wong Baccio, and she is the founder and executive director of the Asian Pop-Up Cinema Series. It's starting its third season this weekend. You can see a bunch of really great films from all over Asia. You can check out AsianPopUpCinema.org for more information. We have a link on our Facebook page at Facebook.com/NickDShow. Sophia, welcome back.
Thank you.
And now let's just make it clear that these aren't just films from China. They are from all over Asia, correct?
Exactly. I have Hong Kong, films from Hong Kong, Taiwan, mainland China, Philippines, Indonesia, and I got Japan, of course, mm-hmm. and Korea. And I actually got one China film made, but it's all about... It's in Tibet.
Okay.
So it's quite a selection, and I'm very proud to share that with everybody here in Chicago.
Yeah, this is such, as you know, spending all the time that you've spent here, Sophia, you know how much this city loves cinema and
yes.
loves cinema from around the world. And when we have a chance to see it, we'll go see it. And I think this is just a wonderful idea. So tell me about the season. What are some of the big deals? I know that you have some guests coming in from around the world.
Yes. I'm opening a film with a Korean film, and I have a Korean director coming. And immediately after the Korean film, I have a Hong Kong director coming. Mm. And then I end the season with a Japanese director. And the Japanese director's film... is a romance movie, and I specially invited the director, who is a female director from Japan.
Okay,
so I hope the audience will enjoy all the discussion with them in person in Chicago.
Right, and you have a friend of ours doing the Q&As with you, and that's our friend Ron Falzone. And Ron is a great guy. He hosts the Cinema Slapdown at Columbia College. He's been on the show many times. I've been a participant in his Cinema Slapdown in the past, and he's a very smart, knowledgeable, great film guy, and a perfect person to moderate the Q&As for you.
Yes, not only that, because it's not every film we have a talent coming. So basically, he spent the first 5-10 minutes. Doing an introduction, like a little short lecture mm-hmm. about the film, mm-hmm. about the craft of the making it, about that particular genre, about the story, and lead everybody into also learning the cultural aspect of that particular cinema. So it's a wonderful discussion that he opened, and then and we'll talk about other questions that the audience have. So it's such a good discussion that even I, every time I listen to Ron with that talk after the screening, I learn so much about the film that I haven't thought about or seen it the first time myself, even selecting it.
Mm. Well, there are 12 films total. 10 ticketed screenings are going to take place between the AMC River East, right down here on Illinois Street, and the beautiful Wilmette Theater on Central in Wilmette. And then there are 2 non-ticketed screenings that are going to be presented at partnership venues throughout the loop. But so the 2 main venues will be the AMC River East and the Wilmette Theater in Wilmette. And the 12 films that you're going to be showing, we can talk a little bit about. How did you find these movies, Sophia? How did you find them? How'd they come to you?
Well, first of all, I go to a film festival focused on Asian film festivals. Asian films, and I also follow. I have my advisors are all film critics and writers from around, you know, mostly stationed and based in Asia. And I've been in touch with them over 15, 17 years, accumulating their, picking on their brain every time, picking out all the good films. And but all these films I put together are the ones that I've seen and I think would be relevant to American audience here to understand them. And that can have a conversation afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about the opening day film, your opening night film. It's going to be on Saturday, this Saturday the 17th, 1:30 at the Wilmette Theater, and it's going to have an afternoon tea party in the lobby of the theater afterwards. It's suitable for all ages. The film is called, once again, Sorry, Voice from the Heart.
Yes, Sorry in Korea means sound, like the audio. Mm-hmm. And this is a film, it's a sci-fi. There is a satellite robot in it. And sort of like a R2-D2.
Yeah.
And so it's really cute story. And this R2-D2 decided to come to the Earth because he has a particular mission to accomplish. And he ended up meeting with this man who has been looking for his missing daughter for the last 10 years. So they are actually on a road trip together, sort of an adventure, turn Korea upside down, including our NASA and CIA and the two governments.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's a really heartwarming family story. It's a father and daughter relationship. And it's hilarious. And the director was very creative and thinking out of the ways of surprising us on materials that already been, you know, father-daughter relationship. You can see them anywhere. But this time, father and daughter can be reflected through an R2-D2 and this guy. So
right.
It was wonderful. And I made it on a Saturday afternoon so that everybody can come and see it, including their young family members.
Right. That's great. And then Wednesday, the Chicago premiere of Weeds on Fire. This one seems very, very interesting to me. It'll be at the AMC River East, and that's also suitable for all ages. Wednesday night, the 21st at 7 o'clock. The film is called Weeds on Fire, and it's actually a film about a 1980 story of the city's first Chinese youth baseball team. So it's a baseball movie.
Yes, and it's based on true stories set in the suburbs, sort of a suburb of Hong Kong.
Okay.
And baseball was unknown. Nobody knew about baseball in the 80s. I never know about baseball. I mean, still today, I don't know much about baseball. But it's also about these high school kids. And they're sort of, you know, not in their good grades and everything. But through working on this first team together, they learn how to improve themselves as a person and learn about team comradeship and learn about the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very well done, considering this was a film made on $260,000.
Wow.
And it was a film, the first, very first film that Hong Kong government that floated a grant to support first-time feature director.
Oh, wow.
And it's the first feature by this young man, and he's coming all the way from Hong Kong to share his experience of making this film with us. It's wonderful.
That's great. That's really, really great. Great story behind that film as well. That's on Wednesday night, the 21st at 7 o'clock at the AMC River East. There are 12 films total. There are Q&As, and you can get all the information at AsianPopUpCinema.org. AsianPopUpCinema.org. Sophia, a real pleasure talking to you, and I really love what you're doing. I think, you know, more people should get out and see films from around the entire world. And if you can get, you know, this Asian Film Festival going, that would be just fantastic.
Thank you very much, Nick. And thank you for, I hope everybody will come and join us at the cinema.
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay, Sophia, it was nice talking to you.
Thank you.
All right, have a great morning. That's Sophia Wong Baccio. She is the founder and the executive director of the Asian Pop-Up Cinema Series. And you can look for it at AsianPopUpCinema.org. it's really cool to go and see movies from around the world that you've never seen before, or any those types of films. And by the way, I'm looking at these 12 movies, and the titles cover tons of different genres, tons of different topics from different economic scales as well. And again, our friend Ron Falzone will be doing the Q&As afterwards, and he's terrific and knowledgeable. This just sounds like a great deal all the way around. Ticket prices vary, and again, the two main venues are the Wilmette Theater in Wilmette and the AMC River East right down here on Illinois, both great theaters. AsianPopUpCinema.org. All right, give it a shot. We'll take a quick break here on 720 WGN and then the news.